Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joined this morning by the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Education, Dr. Heather Mueller, who joins me to talk a little bit about this Vax to School initiative and bring us up to date. Good morning, Dr. Mueller. Tell me what this means, how this, you know, stacks up here, because there's not a mandate that goes with this, is there?
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for having us. No, there is not a mandate that goes along with vaccination and school. The Back to School event today is really to kick off the reminder that our students and our educators across the state are going to be going back to school in the very near future, and we are asking all people that can be vaccinated to be vaccinated. We recognize that with the Delta variant and what our Department of Health colleagues are seeing, and what we're seeing across the nation, that people who are unvaccinated are also people who are tending to get or become more ill with the variant. We want to make sure that our students, especially those who do not have the option to be vaccinated because they can't, there's not one available, or because they medically cannot have that, that they have every opportunity to be in a safe learning environment.
Dr. Mueller, I know you work closely with Health Department, Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm, and they were talking about this. You're going to be leaving this up to the districts to decide how they would like to approach all of this. What have you been hearing from the districts that you say serve? You serve all of them, as a matter of fact.
We do serve all of them, and we really appreciate our continued partnership with the Department of Health and Commissioner Malcolm. She and her leadership and her team has really looked at the CDC guidance and been able to make strong recommendations that align directly and follow that CDC guidance. And so that's really given our school districts and school leaders and charter schools across the state a blueprint of what those strong recommendations are, strong recommendations to be vaccinated, strong recommendations to wear a mask in schools, even if you're vaccinated, the strong recommendations around physical distancing. And we know that our school leaders, our school boards across the state have walked through this experience over the last year and a half and have a blueprint of what works for the state across the board and then also what works for their communities. And so with those strong recommendations, they can make decisions about each of those areas and choose to follow that CDC and MDH strong recommendation, or they can make a different decision for their community and with their community.
I think the community of Rochester, Minnesota, was one of the first ones to step up and say that they will, in fact, be requiring masks to come back for indoors for those who are coming back to school. It's a different take on, vax to school, but still urging those 12 and older to be vaccinated. Your thoughts on the actions taken by the community of Rochester, that school district?
Well, I think that what happened in that school district is a great example of what we are probably going to be seeing across the state, that our school leaders, our school boards and superintendents and charter school leaders are going to be partnering with their teachers and their families and their students and their school community to really determine what is in the best interest of their school community and what that community needs and wants in their school buildings. And so because they've had an open conversation, because that was a decision that was made, it really was in the best interest then for their schools and their school communities, and I believe that'll be happening across the state.
I should mention this, that coming up, I think at 11 a.m. today, there's going to be sort of a press gathering for people to learn more about this Vax to School Initiative. And there'll be a lot of people gathered there, including you, Dr. Heather Mueller. Do you expect to get some pushback or to hear from people in the various communities saying, no, we don't want to do that? Because we're talking about those children who are 12 years of age and older.
Yes, I do believe. I think that people, we've seen this not only across the state of Minnesota, but across the nation, that the people are making decisions that are what they determine is in their best interest or the best interest of their families and children. And what we're saying is that with that strong recommendation around having the vaccine, we know what it does not only to protect you as an individual, but what it does to protect those around you. And if you have not yet been vaccinated, you are willing to do so and able to do so, that we are going to continue to promote people's ability to be able to do that in a variety of locations across the state, and are trying to make that as obvious and apparent as possible in places where that continues to be available. And we know that there are people who are choosing not to have a vaccination, and that's not only with COVID, but that is with other vaccines as well. And so this is just a newer vaccine, and want to continue to bring light to the opportunities and the reasons for moving forward with the vaccine.
Education Commissioner Dr. Heather Mueller joining me this morning here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate the visit, and we will continue to watch. And, of course, we'll hear how this Vax to School press conference plays out throughout the day here on WCCO.
Yes. Well, thank you for the time today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!